It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirtman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirtman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirtman Show.
I hope you're having a fantastic day, and wouldn't you know it, I sure am, as always, of course. I found out this last week that due to some changes where I work, that I will be working from my home office for a while. I've never really done anything like that, at least not long term. I did do it for a couple of days last year, and I was quite honestly nervous about it. I was so afraid of being distracted, not by other people, but by the thought of the refrigerator being a few feet from me, and the thought of, well, now maybe might be a good time to do a load of laundry. Yes, I was so afraid of being distracted that I committed myself to making sure I was just as productive as I was when I was at the office. And you know what? That day was a very extremely productive day for me. I guess the moral of the story is that commitment frequently and almost assuredly brings about success. So be committed to whatever it is you want or need to do. And you know what? Right now, I'm committed to you. I'm going to entertain you. That's my commitment. So commit yourself right now to having some fun with me, and you know what? We'll both be successful, right? So let's get started right away. This is, my friends, The Jason Kirtman Show. A man from Arizona by the name of Robert Bear, age 24, was arrested at a hotel in Key West recently after allegedly mailing some meth there. Bear was hoping to try the meth for the first time while he was on vacation on the Florida island. When Bear mailed the package, he was not yet a guest at the hotel, and so he addressed it only to the hotel. And when staff opened the small box, they found the drugs wrapped in dirty laundry and paper. Showing a lack of intelligence, he included his name and return address on the package. After finding the drugs, the hotel called the police, of course, and an undercover officer was sent to the hotel to act as the manager. When Bear arrived, he checked in with the manager. The police officer received his package and was promptly arrested in the lobby after a brief struggle with some more undercover officers. The charges were suspicion of methamphetamine possession, resisting arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He posted a $19,000 bond and was released. According to Rehab International, the majority of crystal meth users are between 18 and 23, and the drug has the highest rate of relapse for addictive substances. The National Institute on Drug Abuse claims that 12.3 million Americans over 12 have tried this extremely dangerous drug at least once. That was Michael Jackson with one of Jackie Wilson's greatest hits, Lonely Teardrops. Here's Ricky Nelson with Mad Mad World.
Everybody's running in a mad, mad world. Nobody's going nowhere. Everybody's gotta have more than the others. Gotta have more than their share. Ever since the devil tempted woman with an apple, we've all had a burden to bear. Now the world keeps turning and things are getting faster. Nobody's going nowhere. They say the grass is greener on the other side. When they cross over they find everybody's searching like you and me, trying to find peace of mind. See that little boy fishing on the river. If I could just be like him, I'd close my eyes and let the mad world go by. If only I could be like him. Close my eyes and let the mad world go by. Only I can.
Here's a great song by the Dan Lears. It's called One Summer Night.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the moon of love. One summer night, I kissed your lips. One summer night, I held you close, you and I, under the moon.
Some people drink coffee to wake themselves up in the morning, and some people, well, they like to do a few push-ups. Me, I like to use the soap products and the shaving products that I get from sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com. The Jason Kirtman Show is proudly underwritten by those good folks, and the checkout code is still the word Jason. King Louis IX of France was a firm believer in astrology, and yet he was somewhat uneasy when an astrologer accurately predicted the death of a lady at court. He felt the astrologer would be better off dead, so he called him to his apartments where his servants were ordered to throw him out the window on the king's command. However, Louis asked the man a question. "You claim to understand astrology and to know the fate of others, so tell me what your fate will be and how long will you live?" The astrologer had a funny feeling that something was up, so he replied, "I shall die just 3 days before your majesty." It so unnerved the king that he decided to let the astrologer live. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
I'm checking out of hotel loneliness. All my they're all through. I'm checking into hotel happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Because, darling, I found you. I left my teardrops in that old. Left my broken heart,
my heart,
back there too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I won't be needing any hotel happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Because, darling, so glad I found you. I woke up. Dreaming of your crazy kisses. I woke up, telling Mr. Misery, here's your key, 'cause I'm checking out of hotel loneliness.
Well, my good friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kurtman Show. I'm so proud to be a part of your day, and I'd like to thank all of the stations and the networks that carry the program as well. There's 88.9 FM KHII based out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That is our anchor station, and our sister stations are 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, and KTM 97.9 out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. There's also the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, West Virginia's Proud Veterans in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, there's RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, and Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands. Then there's my good friends down in Florida who listen to Q-Star FM Radio, WYAP 107.7 FM serving Clay, West Virginia. Also, WROCK at WLOR.net in Boston, Massachusetts, and AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco. There's also Classic Hits 1630 AM in Denver, Colorado, DeepOldies.com, and DarkClassicsRadio.com. Also, WRSG 91.5 serving Middleburn, West Virginia. My friends, they are Knights Radio. And WFSN 96.7 serving Union City, Pennsylvania. Then there's also the American Senior Radio Network in Vancouver, Washington, and Sunny 105.7 WUUKLP serving Crawford County, Pennsylvania. I'd like to thank our foreign affiliates, Radio Satellite 2 based out of Paris, France, and Tasman 97.7 serving Southeast Australia. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kurtman Show. Now, what do you say we get back to all the fun we have here every week right now? Let's get to it.
Bum 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 bum.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
If you ever get the feeling that you're crazy and you're all alone, well, just remember that the national animal of Scotland is the unicorn.
Our brood sow is 4 years old. a very smart little hog. She's made us a real fine house pet, better than any dog. And she's so smart we have to spell words we don't want her to guess, like H-A-M and S-P-A-R-E-R-I-B-S.
We're a-having
B-A-C-O-N-N-E-T-G's for breakfast today. And that's her U-N-C-L-E sizzling on my breakfast tray. We're careful not to use L-A-R-D in our recipes, but we can't stop eating B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G. Watch her smile, romance has found her. Yesterday she fell plumb in love with a F-O-O-T-B-A-double-L. But look, she's a-huggin' it so hard that all the air's coming out. And I can't bear to see them tears a-drippin' down her snout.
We're a-havin'
B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G's for breakfast today. And that's her U-N-C-L-E sizzling on my breakfast tray. We're careful not to use L-A-R-D in our recipes, but we can't stop eating B-A-C-O-N-N-E-G-G's.
Mark Twain once said, "Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see."
Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, we're on the brink of love. I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, we watch the sun set in the evening in a far distant land. So here beneath God's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening with the only love I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, we're on the brink of love. I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command. Silver sand.
Well, friends and neighbors, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your day. I really appreciate it. And don't forget, when you're making your vacation or getaway plans this year, to check out all we have to offer here in southern New Mexico. You can do that by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. And you know it, these sites are linked at my website, which is jasonkurtman.com. And in case you're wondering, that's spelled C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Say, do you hear that music in the background? That's a young man. He's 15 years old, and he's quite a banjo player. His name is Gil Turk, and he just might be found at a county or state fair near you this year. Check him out, Gil Turk. I'd like to remind you to spend some quality time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. It's so important. And don't forget to do something nice for somebody. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here for the Jason Kurtman Show. In the meantime, you have yourself a fantastic week, and God bless.